When you don't look at me to reveal how you are limited, when you look to reveal the more of you, then we establish right relationship. I am not what you cannot be. I may be at most a bad indication of what more you can be. If we begin to look at that way, in regards to humanity, we have right sight. Everything indicates the more you can be. But we need to find the strength to live the more. That is why I teach you the technique that regularly sit and go beyond all that which has limited you to just be you. Whatever you have been, it's just a limitation of you. What more you can be is the expansion of you. Now your first discipline is to embody that. You see, when you do the first discipline, you study about belief systems. You see, belief systems, if not looked upon rightly, can limit you. By right, you must learn to use the belief system. Beliefs will limit you. By right, beliefs must be transcended. All beliefs must be transcended. Then beliefs can be used because it has got an energy of its own. So one of the disciplines you must undertake is to regularly, almost every day, whether it's the beginning of the day, the end of the day, sit down and go beyond everything that has limited you. And rise to your limitless. Not as an ego insertion. You know what is ego? Ego is when you have limited you, now you pretend not to be that. You have limited you to be ugly, now you pretend to be beautiful. That's ego. And that pretension is never to you, is to convince another. It's an attempt to persuade another. To see the more of you for you, it's not even for anybody else. You remember, in your eyes you carry it. You see, what happens? This is what happens. When you start getting in contact with the more of you gets in contact with you. It gets your phone number. Starts SMS. Sitting in the more of you, the more is attracted to you. You become the embodiment of the more. You become the excuse for the more to descend. Simplest technique. I think I said 7 years in this space. No matter what I've been, no matter how I've been limited or exaggerated, I sat and went beyond it. I said, I'm not this, I'm more than this. Went and became more than this. It is a total internal embodiment. And then the more begins to operate. When the more begins to operate, you are living in creation, sir. You are a force, fresh breeze. You bring light. So let me give you the discipline. Detect what has limited you, transcend it. That's why discipline one is so beautiful. Because it loosens the grip of your beliefs. It loosens you from being limited. I again and again keep hearing all kinds of results from it. Just by doing something for 5 days, such amazing results. The results is because they are freed. They are no more limited. They are more. You are here to live out the infinity, the infinite possibility. And your infinite possibility embodied is a blessing for the rest of us. My beauty is a gift for you, your beauty is a gift for me. Now you sit in that. You got to understand, you got to sit in that. You sit in that. Like if you run a corporation, a business, see the more. And your work in the corporation is to embody the more. Something happens to the brain, to the body, to the being. Something happens. Something starts getting awakened. You see, again, let me tell you, your hell is when you're limited. And you know why you limit yourself? Because you limit others. Your judgment of others limit them. And of course you will apply that same thing to you. Thus we become free of judgment. What they are is what they are. It's their business. The kindest eye is sees more than that. You see, that is the eye we give to children, you know. For a very short period. You see a child, you don't know what this child is going to be. That's something cute, eh? Keep looking at the child. But sometimes we conclude it, because this world needs to conclude. You see, that is not wrong, you know. The world is utilitarian, it has to survive. It will conclude. You cannot tell the world, don't conclude, it has got its role. Like we cannot say in the school they do not select who goes where. Then monkeys will be doctors. Dangerous. You know? An artist being a doctor. Can you imagine he's putting injections? Okay. I like it. Maybe a little bit more there. Can you imagine he mixes his medicine like how he mixes paint? Add a bit. Okay, let's go for it. No, the world is perfect as it is. Sometimes people say, why is there military? No, if it's not there, we are dead. The world is how it's supposed to be. It's barely surviving. You can run your commentary. As once I met a guy who's joining the United States Marine, young boy. So we were discussing. So the parents trying to talk him out of it. So I sat and talked to him. Eventually I said, okay, you go ahead. You go. Keep the world from blowing itself up while the rest of us figure out a solution to retire you. He has got a role to play. As how we conclude others, we conclude ourselves. Now we must understand this deeply. For ourselves, one of the cardinal practice, one of the cardinal discipline to be a disciple. What is the disciple? That which is the more in you. And we sit every day and undertake that exercise. We don't allow, because every day we are being concluded. The society has to conclude you. Thank you. I do hit a note once in a while. Can you get this? But I look at you, you need to heal, you know. Your heart, you hurt yourself. Conclusion is death. Love is the relationship with the unconcluded. You cannot love the concluded. Have you ever noticed art is unconcluded? If somebody concludes this is art, then everything is just a duplication of it. It has been evolving, can be anything. Now the first healing, go beyond your conclusion. And that requires an enormous discipline. I think for 7 years I just sat, looking at every conclusion that comes up and go beyond. Not that the conclusion is false, it's one part of it. It's a small part. I'm not denying it. But I'm not saying it's a sum total of me. It is just one part, at most. And I keep my limitless available to humanity. Understand this. Now I'm telling you that which you need to essentially practice every day. That which you need to engage every day. You know, when you come to me, you know what is my work in the beginning? Is to have a relationship with the more in you. Is to help the more to be awakened. It can be frustrating. But that's the journey. Sitting in the state of more is meditation. For that, the mind needs to be transcended. Remember, directly transcending the mind is rather difficult. Just being in touch with the more will help the mind transcend itself. The mind becomes invalid. Now this is what I want to do, or this is the work for the whole world, is to find, educate enough people who will go to the mo, who will walk away from being violent, who will live out the mo, which is the way to love. You see, everywhere people tell, be loving, love, as though it's being sold in 7-Eleven. Follow your heart. No. These are words that has got absolute no practical meaning to it. The only thing that can be done is enter the more. Practically, that's all you can do. Like when the Buddhists pray to Buddha or bow, they are bowing to the more of them, because Buddha say, you are a Buddha too. Almost every, not almost, all religion proposes the same, the more, not the less. How it's understood is questionable. Now, the first exercise between you and me is we sit together in this mo. And in this mo, the self dies in regards to proportion. In the beginning, the only thing is what you know is so big. As the mo comes, it will become so small and small and small and disappear. The self dissolves. Then the mo is in operation. In that mo, you will recognize you. Not as a mind, but as a fact. That recognition of you in the mo is the I and I. The I and I is recognized. It is the very heart, the soul of the mo. And this I and I will explode too. But let us not go there. Because you might explode now. So become very clear of your discipline. First, I got to work. Pay attention to go beyond everything how I've been limited. I have to sit in the mo and make the mo my life. And do everything to live this mo. In that living the mo, I know I'm joyful. That is why when you fall in love, you are happy. You know why? The others see the mo of you and the mo of you comes out. So the artist is happy when he's painting. The mo is expressing itself. This is something you need to sit and undertake. Remember, the cruelty that we have gone through as humanity is you have been reduced. You have been reduced. See, the thing is, they reduce you to be Chinese. You are more than Chinese. You are human. You are alive. The rest of humanity. I like the way Krishnamurti will say, I am the rest of humanity. What a beautiful way. I say, you are not a part of this universe. The universe is a part of you. You are so much more. Look at that revelation. Came from that inquiry of more. And sometimes embodying the more is enough. You know? You see, the trouble is you have never been fulfilled. You don't know what it feels like or how it is to be absolutely fulfilled. Enter the more, it starts coming to you. Your whole being is fulfilled. You are delighted. So the whole world, the movement is from the lack. Not from the more, you understand? From lack is the movement of poverty. From the more is the movement of abundance. From lack is the movement of the slavery. The more, the movement of the master. This is something you need to do for yourself. Go on remembering I'm more. If you have ever seen a Hindu marriage, it's quite beautiful if you watch it. They don't marry to human, they almost marry to gods. Very beautiful. I think it's also in a way to remind you, don't become ghosts afterward. The mo. Why flower is such a fancy? It somehow represents the mo. The first discipline I revealed to you, there are many, many more disciplines. We'll go into it another time. But let's get this. The mo is the disciple. Attain to it. I know what you're thinking. Master, I've gone through a trauma, they've reduced me. I can feel you. Oh, I'm all this. I look in the mirror, that's all I see. See deeper. Your sight is corrupt. You see, if at all what we are undertaking, Tim, all over the world, Tim, we are undertaking this awakening, that you are more than this. You are more. And this more is not born as a result of hiding the lack. This more is just a fact. It's not my lack. Now, as you enter this mo, all you have to fall back is to your heart and to become conscious what it chooses to express. What does your heart want to sing? What does your heart wants to pour? What does your heart wants to share? Make that sharing your life. Don't have to ask your mind, just ask your heart what it does, what it wants to share. And make that sharing your work, your commitment, your passion, your involvement. Now, remember, whenever we get together, we sit to enter the more. We become the catalyst for giving birth to the more. We understand in living this more, the idea of self will dissolve. In that, the real me, the I and I, is come to be lived. And one day this I and I dissolves too. We understand the process. Now, having understood the process, we can engage living. Then we see every complexity of life is a opportunity for the awakening of this. If you really look at life, everything in life is about this. From the experience of sex, it is nothing but an impulse for love. And the impulse of love is nothing but an impulse of creativity. Creativity is nothing but sharing. And so on, and so on, and so on. These 3 days has been an attempt to give you an overview understanding of the entire process, at least the way I've seen it. My work with you is just a catalyst for this to happen. I don't have any other relationship with anybody. Except my wife. Karma. We come together to celebrate our more. We know in this more we dissolve. For this, the disciplines are a must. They are the initiators, the cardinal understanding for this flowering. For I tell you, your flowering, each one of your flowering, is the hope for humanity. Each one of us have to share our gift for this world to be any beautiful. Now, if I say you are love itself, you may have a sight of it. You are nothing but love formed, moving towards the non-formed. In the process, forming for other forms to move towards non-form. Now, as a last message in this, this understanding must act. How you know you have understood something? It will act. If an understanding does not act, you have not understood it. It's false knowing. Once you have understood it, from that point you will act. So spend some time in the understanding of it. This is the effort we will take in the retreats. This is the effort we will take when we get together. For your flowering is for the rest of humanity. And that is right. Enough for today. I'll see you all soon.